IVM. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance presents A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye. R for research. Let us break this word first into two parts. Re and search. Research is not complicated statistics, complicated numbers and super lengthy reports. It basically means searching again. Just close your eyes and imagine. You come across so many news articles about finances day in and day out. It is always gonna be talked about because money is a basic need. So the first thing to understand is that finance is not to be understood as a subject. It is to be explored as a research journey. How? Let me help you with that. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance presents A Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host Shanali, and this is a lady special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. So, let's look at the last element in our IRRR series called as R for Research. I'm a super big fan of PepsiCo ex-CEO, Ms. Indra Nooyi. In one of her speeches, she gave a very important mantra which has really inspired me in my personal and professional life. She said, "Be a lifelong student. Never kill curiosity." When we were children, we asked, "Why is the sky blue?" I was just thinking, we don't actually ask such basic questions when it comes to our family finances. At least I don't get these questions often. And to rekindle that spark of curiosity in every woman, I welcome you to A Sip of Finance. I hope you learned something from the last 3 episodes where we learned I, R and R of the IRRR series. After inflation, risk and returns, it's time to meet the last element, the R for research. Let us break this word first into 2 parts, re and search. Research is not complicated statistics, complicated numbers and super lengthy reports. It basically means searching again. Just close your eyes and imagine. You come across so many news articles about finances day in and day out. It is always gonna be talked about because money is a basic need. So the first thing to understand is that finance is not to be understood as a subject. It is to be explored as a research journey. How? Let me tell you a story. Shruti celebrated her 18th birthday just a month back. Obviously, at 18, Shruti was overjoyed because crossing 18 means you're no more a child. You are independent. You can vote, you can drive, you can even sign checks and do many more things. It's kind of a liberation birthday for her. Just a week after her birthday, there was an advertisement Shruti saw. It was about a money parking scheme. Shruti was curious to understand more and asked her father. Shruti's father was quite modern and had very open conversations with Shruti. But this was the first instance where they were candid about finances. His first reaction was, "Shruti, enjoy your driving school experience first. We can manage this later. It needs a lot of time and you're always busy with your assignments and college activities. Don't worry, I'm anyway managing things for you. You trust me, right?" Just like every daughter in the world, Shruti said, "Yes, Dad." A couple of years passed. There were so many advertisements, webinars, YouTube videos and whatnot talking about finances that Shruti came across. But she trusted her dad and thought that he knew the best. Shruti was absolutely right. He had planned his money so well that they were totally secured and building wealth as time went by. After a few years, Shruti got engaged and got married in a grand Indian wedding style. In the initial phase, Shruti started calling up her mom to ask what are the ingredients for a particular dish, what should be the ideal quantity of groceries she has to buy for a family of four, what should be the proportion of pulses to be soaked overnight. Shruti was beautifully managing her personal and work life. Then the official procedures of surname change and signature change on all documents began. Shruti again started insisting to her dad to understand all her finances so she could start doing something on her own. She said, "We may buy a home after 3 to 4 years. And if I don't know all these finances, how will I plan?" Again, her dad said, "You have just gotten married. You're settling with so many responsibilities. Keep your bank statements, your policies, your DMAT account details and all with you. And explore whenever you're free. Ask me when you need help. I'm always there." Shruti was empowered. But yes, her dad was right. There were so many responsibilities she was handling. Ultimately, Shruti asked her husband to record all details and keep track of pending payments regularly. Pause and think. How many of us can relate to this? For years, either finance is a topic which only men know, or it is a topic to be Googled out and learned about based on the top 3 to 5 results. If you heard all the episodes in this IRRR series so far, you would have realized that finance cannot be managed casually. Lifestyle inflation, spreading risks across different money parking zones, thinking beyond percentage of returns. All of this needs your undivided attention and focus. But most women are multitasking. So, how can we manage? Let me give you a simple 3-step formula to sort all your worries. Firstly, don't rely. Discuss. Have candid conversations with your family on what is happening with the money. How everything works in investing and insuring. Where you can play a role. The simplest way is to start writing your financial wishes on a sticky note and paste it with your fridge magnets. Let the family know you're really thinking about finance sip by sip. Secondly, don't wait for the year end. Plan everything out. Imagine you only clean your home once a year during Diwali. It is so stressful, right? So these days, what do? Outsource it to a deep cleaning expert. Just think, am I getting exhausted by managing finances randomly or occasionally? If yes, am I then just outsourcing the decision to a financial advisor or agent? If yes again, just spare 30 minutes once a week for financial meditation. That's it. Keep an eye on documents, payments, family finances, and life is jingalala. Thirdly, don't get carried away. Read. Everyone I meet says that we really want to be more knowledgeable financially, but we are just not sure what to read. We all know regulators like RBI for banking, SEBI for markets, IRDA for insurance, PFRDA for pensions, etc. We avoid their websites honestly because we feel they have circulars and notifications. But in reality, all of them have some excellent consumer education material. RBI and IRDA have comic characters. SEBI has handbooks for all different stages like investor education for students, for senior citizens, for housewives and so on. Read them to know more. These little steps will strengthen your knowledge and help you avoid bias, mis-selling mantras and confusion. Research is not completely mathematical. It is actually psychological. And it will help your research of finances become fun. We all must have experienced sitting in an auto and not having enough money. What do? We look around the entire handbag, spill out those little coins, and voila, we get the exact money we have to pay. That, my friends, is also like researching. Research. for what's already there. So I hope you will use IRRR for your financial decisions and ensure that your decisions are rational. That's a wrap on this episode of SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at Priyanka U Acharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye.